We're learning Masechtas Eirvin, Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph, and we're beginning on the bottom Yud Aleph and Beis, the two dots. We had in the Mishnah how to make a tikkun on a mavi, to amend a mavi, to make it that you could carry in it. So Beis Shammai said lechi and a kaira, and Beis Hillel said or lechi or a kaira, either one. We're talking about a mavi sasum. And Rabbi Yezah says lechayayim. And then that's what the Mishnah says, lechayayim, lechayayim. And then it says, Beshmer Shmuel Eimer, Talmud said over from Rabbi Shmuel, from Rabbi Kiva, that Beis Shammai Hillel did not argue on a mavi, it's less than four amos, it's enough with either one, only bigger than four amos is the machlekes, and Rabbi Kiva said, no, the machlekes is by both. But first, we're going to concentrate on Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, lechayayim. Zog to Gemara, boy luhu, Rabbi Eliezer lechayayim v'kaira kamar. Does he mean to say that you need even more than Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai says, lechi and the kaira. He says, no, you need even more. Two lechayayim and a kaira. Or maybe it's in between Shita. He's saying, not like Beis Hillel that Lechi or a Kaira works, you need two Lechayayim, but not any Kaira. That's the Shah. What's Rabbi Yezah hold? Tashima, Maisem Rabbi Yezah, Shahalach Itzel Rabbi Yezi ben Preda Tamida, La Oivlin. Rabbi Yezah went to visit his Talmud, the Rabbi Preda, in the city of Oivlin. Umatsu, Shyoshev, the Mavish, Ema El Lechi Echad. He found he was sitting in a Mavish, it's only one Lechi. Omalay, b'ni, I say lechi achem. Make another lechi. Omalay, b'chile sos mani tarach. Do we have to close up the whole thing? Omalay, yistam, yeah. If we close it up, ma'avakach, what's the big deal? And then we'll come back to the riots. The brisa continues. So you see in the story here, Blaise came to this Talmud and he's one lechi. He said, make another lechi. So he says, I have to close it? He says, yeah. Shmuel says that Beis Shammai Hillel don't argue on a mavoi that's smaller than four amos. In a less, it's a narrower than four amos. She ain't a klumas in any tikkun. From four amos until 10. Here's a little different lesson in the Mishnah. It says ain't sarach klum. What's the machlekes? A rochav ma'ab amos v'aleisah. Beis Shammai omrim lechi v'kara. Beis Shammai says you lechi and a kara. Beis Hillel omrim oy lechi oy kara. K'tani miyos. So that kind of brisa. So let's go back to the first shaila first. The shaila was, does Rabbi Eliezer need lechiyayim and a kara, or just two lechiyayim? Two lechis are enough. K'tani miyos. V'chilisos mei nitzarach. When he said to put another lechi, he says, do I have to close it up? So yamrit b'shlama lechiyayim a kara. If there already was a lechi and a kaira, and I told you, and Rabbi Eliezer said to put another lechi, then we understand the lashon of sosmai. Shavaki yama v'chil sosmai nitzarach, because you might see doing two lechis and a kaira. Eli yamrit lechi yam le kaira, but if you say it just means lechi without a kaira, my le sosmai, why is that called stima? Zok the Gemara. So it's a raya that you need lechi and a kaira, two lechi and a kaira. And for the Gemara, Hachkama, Bechilich Sosma, Lechiyayim, and Tzarech, do I have to close it up with two Lechiyayim? That's what he meant to say. He was calling that also a lotion of stima. So, like upon him, at least it's not a raya one way or another, but it could be it's only two Lechiyayim is enough, and you don't need a kairos also according to Rabbi Eliezer. Omama, it says in the Braisa, Omar Rav Shimon ben Gamil, Loinechlu Beis Shammai Ubisila, Amavu Yishapachos Ma'arba Amai, Shin Tzarech Klum. Beis Shammai still do not argue. If the mavi is narrower than four amos, they don't need anything. Great thing about Akasha, but now look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, B'shem Rabbi Yishmael Oma Talmud Ech Rabbi Kiva, that a certain Talmud said, B'shem Rabbi Yishmael in front of Rabbi Kiva, he said in the name of Rabbi Yishmael in front of Rabbi Kiva, Le'nechlu Beis Shammai Yisrael Amavu Shepachis Ma'arba Amos, Shunita Oy Belechi Oy Bekaira. It says you need either or. And here, Rabbi Shimmel will say that they didn't argue, they need nothing. So it's a stira. Are you going to ask me, what's the stira? One is that the Talmud said Shem Rabbi Shmuel, and here it's Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. What does one got to do with the other one? Why is that a stira? It's two different mandiyama. Is it another mandiyama? So the Madura Basra, who's written by the Masha and his son, asks the Sakasha, and he says, V'lekelameimar, the pliga Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, don't say Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel argue, them kain, havala suye b'masnisim, the Mishnah should have brought Gam Divir Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, k'moshim maybe Divir Rabbi Kiva. Should have also brought this down. Since they bring it down, we're saying it must be the same shita, and therefore it's a stira. One says you don't need anything, and the other one says either lechi or kaira. Amar Rav Ashi hachi kamar. You know what it means? Lo tzarach klum hachi kamar. Ain it tzarach lechi v'kaira kibei shamai v'loy lechi yaim kirav liyaz elo oy lechi oy kaira kibei silal. You know what it means that klum, it means doesn't need any tesefes, doesn't need anything more than a lechi or a kaira. Like tzara klum doesn't need the extra thing. Like Beis Shammai said, you need a kaira also, and Rabbi Yehuda said, Eliyah, lechi also. Here it's enough with oy lechi kaira, that means like tzara klum. It's really the same thing, taka, that the Talmud said over on Rabbi Shmuel, that by less than 4 amos wide, you don't need any extra. You don't need a lechi and a kaira or a lechi ayin, just need a lechi or a kaira, like our Mishnah. Vekama. So what's the how wide does the mavi door have to be that you need any type of tikkun? Amar Rav Achli v'Tamei Rav Yechiel ad arba'a. Once it's 4 tefachim and up the door, it needs a amendment, a tikkun. But if it's less, it needs nothing. Less than 4 tefachim is nothing. So if you look at the Rishayim, that's what it says. Less than 4 tefachim, I don't need a lechi or a kaira, I don't need anything. Now if you look at the Rishayim on Daf Gimel Amar Alf on top, Hashem derived it. He asks a simple question. If the whole Mavi is narrower than 4 tefachim, then it's a makom ptur. It's nothing. It puts a lot of carry there. So he says, the case is that the Mavi itself was more than 4 tefachim wide, but when it came to the doorway, it got narrower, less than 4. And that's the chiddush of Rav Achli, or Rav Yechiel. The chiddush is that less than 4 tefachim does not need any tikkun. Talk to Gemara Vayta. Gemara's going to go a little bit, talk about chatzar. Talking about a Mavi. And we know, we'll see tomorrow on base, but clearly like that, the difference between a Mavi and a Chatzar is, one of the differences is how they're shaped. A Mavi is shaped more like a street. Its length is longer than the width. A Chatzar is either square or it's wider than the length. And the Chazal instituted had different type of tikkunim. Mavi has a Lechi or a Kaira, a few way we paskin, like Beis Hill, either a Lechi or a Kaira. But a Chatzar has different halachas. Amrav Sheshes, Amrav Yirma'aba, Amrav, Moidim Chachamim Larbliyaza Pasi Achatzah. The Chachamim are Moidim to Rabliyaza that by Chatzah, which are called Pasim, basically the Lechiyayim of a Chatzah, when a Chatzah has a Lechi, you put in two. He's Moidim, you need two there, a Lechi in each side. The top Taisa actually asks, really, why do we call by Chatzah a Pas, and why do we call by Mavi a Lechi? That's the way Taisa has the Kasha. There are Terutzim to the Kasha, could be ones a little bigger, but Akapanim, it's really basically a lechi, but we call it pasim. So the Gemara says that chama moedit to Rabbi Yehuda pasi chotzer, they need two. It's not enough with one. Rav Nachman Amar, a little different. He says a lochel to Rabbi Yehuda pasi chotzer. Maybe the rabbanon argue by pasim. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda pasi chotzer, which means by pasi chotzer you need two. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, man moedim. Who is this man the Amar who is saying that is moedit to Rabbi Yehuda that by chotzer you need two? You know what that is? That's Rebbe. Halacha mechala pligas. Mashma, that since Rav Nachman says halacha kravli yezah pasach, someone argues. So who argues? Man pagala. Zoktimor rabbanon. The Tanya, went to the Brisa. So we had this Brisa before on top of the Amud of Daf Yud. The Tanya. Chotzer niteres bepas echad. The Brisa says, Tanakama holds that chotzer is the teres bepas echad. Rebbe Yemim, Mishtei pasim. Rebbe says, two pasim. So it's really machlekes. So, but we're saying by chotzer we paskin, you need two pasim. That's what Rav Nachman said. We paskin that by chotzer you need two pasim in order to enable it to be able to carry in there. Just to explain this klar, it means like this: that when a chotzer has three walls and on the fourth wall is just a doorway, that's pasha, doesn't need any tikkun. Doorway means it has walls and it's just open. That's fine. Here we're talking about the whole fourth side was Paritz B'Malui, which means it's completely open. So then you have to make a tikkun. Making a tikkun means you make two lechis, two pasim. So instead of one, chatzit is two pasim according to Rebbe, and that's how we're paskening. And by Shenkein, by a mavi, it's enough with one lechi or one kaira. And another lecha chatzit, a kaira won't work by chatzit either. You dafka pasim, you dafka like lechiyayim, you need two of them. Rabbanah holds one is enough, but passing like Rabbi holds two. Zogt Gemara Vayta. Omrav Asi, Omrav Yechanan. Chotzer tzricha shnei pasim. Halacha l'maisa is chotzer is two pasim. Omli Arav Zer l'Arav Asi. Mi Omrav Yechanan hachi. Hakeh Sev Yechanan says that you need two pasim. Va'atu d'armas b'nei Rav Yechanan. You yourself said b'shem Rav Yechanan. Pasi chotzer tzricha shnei b'nei dalad. That a pasi chotzer have to be 4 tefachim wide. We know a lechi is enough for mashu. Mashu. We'll see, Kaira has different shear, but Lechi is a Mashu. It says, Pas Zeichotz, and it's 4 tefachim. Okay, so what's wrong? So why is that a Kasha? Maybe you need 2 then, right? What's the kasha? V'chit heimar ba mikan va ba mikan. So maybe it means four tefachim on each side. What's the kasha? Why the stira? Rabbi Yochanan says you need two pasim. So he asked the kasha. A different time it says that you need four tefachim. Okay, maybe it's four tefachim on each side. That can't be. What? It is. I'm saying Shushu Yochanan got actually with the raisa. Anything that's three walls, Shushu Yochanan before that. Here the rabban made a tikkun. What? No, that's not. If it's four tefachim, no. He's talking about the shaila that comes into a mavi. That's not for four amos, not four tefachim. That makes it possible. Va'atani v'adav avima kamei derachnina va'amri lo kamei derachnina va'papi ketana be'eser. We're going to show you that you don't need four tefachim on each side. Why? Because the brisa says we had this brisa before. So when you have a chotzer ketana into a chotzer gedoyla, so the bigger chotzer, all it has to be in order to be kosher is. But achas esrei, with 11 amos. We know one amma more than 10 is 6 tefachim, but 3 tefachim on each side. See, pasim is enough for 3 tefachim on each side. So the kasha is like this. He says one time he says you need 2 pasim, other time he says 4 tefachim. And it can't be at 4 tefachim on each side because the price says 3 tefachim on each side is enough. And that's the most common digashita you can have, is 3 tefachim on each side. Okay, so look, Rav Zeira Miami, when Rav Zeira came up from the water, came back from a trip overseas, Pirsha, he explained like this, to answer the stira and Rabbi Yechanan. Beruach achas, if you make one pass, barba, you need four tefachim. Meshtei rucha is mashu lekan or mashu lekan. When you put on two sides, mashu lekan, mashu lekan. That's Rabbi Yechanan's shita. Rabbi Yechanan's shita is one pass has to be four tefachim. If you want to make it less, you have to have two passim, and each could be mashu is enough. Ay, vatari adaba avimai, that says you need three tefachim. That's Rabbihi, v'savalok Rabbi Yesi. That's according to Rabbi, holds you need two, and it's ma'akiv two. And we hold like Rabbi Yossi, who says that you need three tefachim each side. So it comes out in Halacha L'maaseh, the Rabbi Yechanan will hold that one pass is enough. When? When it's four tefachim wide. So basically, if you're Rabbi Yechanan, which is probably how you pass in Halacha, is there's two ways to ma'akshar chatzah, either with a four tefachim lechi, one four tefachim lechi, or two small mashus, that's enough. So the Gemara writes, "Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yehuda, Mishmuel Chatzah Teres Pasach Echad. A Chatzah is nitta with one pass. Omle Abayel Rav Yosef, Haki say that Mi Omer Shmuel Hachi. Haki says Shmuel says that a Chatzah is niteres. It becomes kosher to carry him with one pass. But Omle Shmuel Rav Nani Bar Shila at Lo Yisavet Uvda. You should not be machsher a Chatzah. Don't let carry the Chatzah La Oyber Roiv Doif. And either you have a wall that's Roiv Doif in it, which makes it Oymed Meruba Ala Parah. It makes it mostly closed." Oy, but stay pass him or two pass him. But one pass does not work unless it's Rav Doifin. So how can you say Shmuel said that in the terrace pass echad? Here it says klar, you need Rav Doifin. Stira Shmuel on Shmuel. So I'm late, so he said back. He said back, you know, I don't know, you have a good stira on Shmuel, but I don't know, I don't lay it down. Uv the hava, I'm gonna tell you a story of Rav Yehuda. Uv the hava, Abdu the Russo. Loshen Yama Nichnas the Chatzahava. On the fourth side of the chatzah, there was water that came in, they were coming into the chatzah, and it was landed up being that the fourth side was exposed to a karmelis, to a yam, which is always a place you're not allowed to carry. But also came to Rav Yehuda. He came to Rav Yehuda, he said, what should we do? We have to be machshir the fourth side to be able to carry. But loy atzreich el pas echad, they only said you have to make one pass on Malay. So he said, first of all, there maybe it's not a raya, because there, Loshen Yam Karmel is talking about because the water made it into a karmelis. Kalush akilu chamel b'mayim. We find when it comes to water, the chamel will makel because people need water. They will makel to do certain things. The gavi yitzah they will makel b'mayim. Where do we see such a thing? The boy of tavla marav mechitza tluya mahush tata v'churva. Shaila was if you have a mechitza. Let's say the churva is dibra kosev v'hayva. It's talking about what's normal. Normal is a churva, something that's a house that's got a little bit destroyed. It was an old house. And one of the walls was suspended in the ear. Is that a good mechitza? The mechitza itself is 10 amos long, but suspended in the ear. It's tluya. It's over 3 tefachim off the ground. It does not work. Only by water you find it works. There's a special kula b'mayim. They allow suspended mechitzas to work. And the case is, the Gemara brings later on that if you want to take water from your window in your house out of the river or the lake, you could make a box that's and the mechitzas are 10 tefachim high. Even though it doesn't reach the ground, it's enough. and you can use that to shep water from the yam. So you see a mekel by mechitz tliya by yam. So that's why maybe that's the story there by the mavo, by the chatzar, that they allowed you to have one pass is because the mekel by mayim. Okay, so we got it out of that story. But ma'aseh v'komakim kasha, still shver, there's a stira, shmuel on shmuel. What's a stira? One shmuel says, pass echad's enough. And the other shmuel says that either you need roiv doifin or shnei passim. And clearly he says that you can't use one pass, it's roiv doifin. So, and for the Gemara, on the kasha of shmuel on shmuel, ki also rapapa rabun reid ravishua, mbeira, pershua, meruach achas maraba. If you do only one pass, it got to be four tvachim. Similar to Rav Yechon, Teretz Rav Yechon. Mishtei Rucha is mashul ka, mashul ka. By two sides, even mashul, mashul. I'm not papa, but it's still a little shvek. We're going to ask him the kash of Rav Deifel. Let's see, I'm not papa. He kashuli, ha kashuli. The only shmuel Rav Chanan Yabar Shila, at le savr over delo for ola ela oiber Rav Deifel. Now, Mishtei Pasim. Lomali Rav Deifel, bepas arba osagi. You're just telling me now that it is possible to have one lechi. One pass, if it's four tefachim wide. So, why do you need Rav Deifin? Well, four tefachim is enough. V'chi teima, maybe Rav Deifin is saying a kula. That's possible to have one pass that's not four tefachim wide and still work. Say a kula, what's the case? My Rav Deifin, but Deifin Shiva, the whole side of that open side, it was only seven tefachim wide. The Ba'arba, have le Rav Deifin. So then, four tvachim would be Rav Deifin, which means it doesn't mean four tvachim. Lav Dafka means a little bit more than three and a half would be Rav Deifin. And come out telling you a kula, you don't need a four tvachim pass, it's enough to have a Rav. But then the Morris Kasha, that's not good. You know why? If you only have a seven tvachim wide doorway, you don't need a three and a half tvachim wall, Rav Deifin. It's enough for a three and a little bit. Why? Because it makes it narrower than four. We said before on this omid already, narrower than four needs no ticket at all. Lomli Rav Deifin, pass arba sagi. It's enough. Lomli arba, next line, b'shloisha mashu sagi. Three and a mashu is enough. So you don't need Rav. You don't need a Rav. You don't need a Rav, b'shloisha mashu sagi. There is even a girsa in the Gemara, Lomli Rav Deifin. Look at Taisis Vichitema, four lines from the bottom of Taisis. Yes, Garsim, yes, from the Garsim, Lomli Rav Deifin. That's the Gemara's Kasha. What do you need a Rav Deifin here? Besides Masha Sagi. So it's Shver, it's back Shver on Shmuel. Shmuel holds four Tvachim is enough. So if it's a wide thing, why does it say Rav Deifin? Say four Tvachim. Why does it say Rav Deifin? Taisis also wants small, saying a cooler Rav Deifin. Once it's seven Tvachim or smaller, you don't need Rav Deifin. Three and a Masha is enough. That wants to make it narrower than four, it's good. So there's two truths to this kasha. Why you can't just use a three and a three and a little bit. If by the same kam b'chatzer, kam b'mavi, one's a chatzer, one's a mavi, and state thought that by a chatzer, even if it's narrower than four, it needs an amendment, needs a tikkun. And the Ritva explains, because a pirtzah is more nicker in a chatzer than, since it's square, than in a mavi. Rav Achli itself, who says that less than four tefachim was needed, taken alone as a machlekes tanoim, like we'll see in the Gemara on Daf Yigimah Amud Aleph, that's machlekes tanoim really. Therefore, we can't be soimach on that and do that. Al kaponim, what comes out in this Gemara is that if you do one pass, you pass abah, and if you do two, even a mashu is enough. Tanu rabbanim, learn to the Gemara. Went to the Braisa, and this is a similar case to before. Loshon yam hanichnas lechatzer ein malam erem Shabbos. If the river goes over the fourth wall in the chatzer, and you don't want a fourth wall anymore, now with the fourth wall, there's a river coming into your chatzer. Ein malam erem Shabbos. You cannot take water out of that Shabbos because you can't carry in your chatzer. Elam ken yesh mechitzah kvar yotvachim. Only if you have a ten tvachim mechitzah on that side. Medvar mumim shepritzos yesh master. So here we're talking about it was not nifrats v'maluya. Rashi learns. It was not nifrats b'maluya. It has pasim. It has walls left over on that side. It's not completely open to the yam. That's a rational case. Losh yam nichus lechatzer was not completely open to the yam. It had on the fourth wall two sides. So imam and shavas mekayesh mechitzah kvar yotvachim. It has to have yud tvachim across the whole thing. Medvah moruns pirtzos mezas. It's only if the pirtz of the opening is more than 10 amos. Al eser, if it's 10 amos or less, ein tzara klum. You don't have to do any tikkun. So Marek's a diak. Memale who would live on Linon. Even when it's bigger than 10 amas wide, you now take water out of the river. Sounds like in the chatzah alone, you could be metaltal. I have a nifres chatzah b'mluy in makom asla. It's open to makom asla. Rashi, Ibn Rashi, we say, lav daf kaparetz b'mluyoy. Could we just set a head sides? But kol yoyisim esta karle b'mluyoy. But it's more than 10 amas, so half is more than 10 amas wide. Hey, let it carry alone in the oil in the chatzah. And for the Gemara, hachum ha'skin, it's like gedudei. It has gedudei, which are 10 tfachim high. It has, even by the water, it's 10 tfachim high. And that's what we allowed to carry in the chatzah. So Frank Tosfos, if it has gedudei, so why can't you take from the yam either? Take from the water either. You have 10 tfachim mechitza. So Teretz is, because the water goes over that mechitza, it's no good. So you have to let it make it be mine. What's going on? That's Tosfos Kasha on top. It's a simple question. You have to ask this question, because you can't learn the Gemara without this question. But Kasha, come okay, my shnod linen tiltal chashivi mechitza. The Gabi tiltal is called mechitza. Linen mili loy chashivi. The Gabi filling up, it's not chashivi. So Tosfos answers, we're not going to read all Tosfos. So Tosfos answers a big chiddush that when you're standing, it's not nekeres. He says the derech is that the water you're bringing into your house, and from your house you can't realize the mechitza. But you're standing in the chatzah, you realize the mechitza, and therefore you can metaltal in the chatzah because that you realize when you're in your house, that's where you usually bring water to. You don't see the mechitza, and therefore you can't be metaltal.